Good morning. I am Carol Tobias. I'm the president of the National Right to Life Committee, but I have the honor of being here today as a member of the LCMS Life Committee. It was stomach-churning for anyone who thinks it is wrong to kill unborn children to hear a top doctor for the National Planned Parenthood organization admit on videotape that Planned Parenthood abortionists can and will alter late abortion procedures to facilitate the harvesting of intact baby body parts. She specifically mentioned hearts, lungs, livers, even intact heads in order to fill specific pre-orders. Dr. Nucatola specifically describes abortionists manipulating unborn children in order to remove them feet first to facilitate obtaining an intact head, apparently to preserve an intact brain. This statement and others raise a host of ethical questions, including whether pregnant women are being given detailed information in advance about exactly what is going to be done to them and their babies. Many people are shocked and surprised to hear about all of this, but we really shouldn't be. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest provider of abortions, performing more than 300,000 abortions every year, almost one-third of all abortions performed in this country. However, if someone is troubled by what has been revealed on this tape, they should also be troubled by abortion itself and the fact that more than 1 million unborn babies are killed every year. Unborn children are members of the human race. The lives of unborn children have value because they are human beings created in the image of God. Because of Him, their hearts and lungs and livers matter, no matter how small they are. I call on people across the country to recognize the injustice done to these little ones and to speak out against not just what Planned Parenthood has admitted to on video, but against the killing of all innocent human children. Thank you.
I am Pastor Jim Lamb. I'm a pastor of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and am now serving as the executive director of Lutherans for Life. It's a life-affirming ministry that seeks to connect these issues to the Word of God. I thank Carol for her words, and I thank my fellow members of the LCMS Life Ministry Committee for standing in support here. It's an honor to be able to speak on their behalf as well. Carol said we should not be shocked at what took place, and I agree with that, because what took place and what was described in that video is really consistent with the thinking of Planned Parenthood over the years. They have consistently dehumanized unborn children. And they use euphemisms, product of conception, or this is tissue. And when you do that, then this is a natural result. If this is simply the product of conception, then what is so wrong with using it? Perhaps it can make that woman who's had the abortion feel better about what she has done, because maybe some good can come from this. So we shouldn't be shocked. And yet a lot of people are. And I understand that, especially the context in which that interview was given tells us something. She was eating lunch, munching on a salad, sipping wine. I think that shows where we have come as a culture, that we can talk about dismembering the parts of human babies like we're taking apart a car and selling those parts. In biblical terms, we talk about evil that's become good or darkness that's become light. And as Lutheran Christians, we need to understand the real atrocity that's going on here, that this is a spiritual battle. We've been shocked before. Partial birth abortion shocked us. The Gosnell abortionist and the conditions that we saw there at his abortion mill. Live birth abortions shocked us. But being shocked is not enough, because those shock waves wear off. It's like tossing that stone into the pond. and the ripples, by the time they get to the shore, are almost non-existent. Carol mentioned this too. I mean, how shocked are we anymore that over 3,000 unborn babies are destroyed in an abortion every single day, every day? That's shocking. But that has seemed to have worn off. Now, I don't want to be taken wrong. I'm glad that people are shocked. I'm glad that there's media coverage. I'm glad that these things are happening. Maybe they will result in some change. But I'd like to address what we can do as the church, as Lutheran Christians. First of all, I think we need to look at ourselves. Have we been too quiet? Have we been silent? Are we complicit some way by things we have done or not done to bring us to this point? I mean, I could say as the director of a national pro-life ministry that I'm certainly doing my part, but am I? I need to examine what I've been doing. I think we all do. And then I believe we need to do more than just react and be shocked, because we have, as the church, a positive message to share. More than an anti-Planned Parenthood message or an anti-abortion message, it's a for-life message. I love to share as I travel across the country the fact that we're not just for life because we live in a culture that isn't. It's because we serve a God who is. And that's what sets us apart. That's what makes us unique. We have the most powerful and positive for-life message in the universe. It's a life that changes hearts and minds and saves lives and saves souls. That's what we have to bring. And we need to use this event to help our people understand that in our Lutheran congregation and in Christian congregations across this country. These are spiritual issues that have been politicized. We understand that the value of that unborn human being does not come from themselves. It comes from God. They are created by God, knit together in the womb, the Bible says. And they are persons for whom Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross. And they are persons that God wants to call into an eternal relationship with him. And that's what gives them value. And that's what makes these things spiritual issues. So we need to take this and help make a connection with our people, to help our people understand that they need to be a voice, a positive voice. We need to point them to the incarnation of our Savior, who started his life, not in a manger in Bethlehem, but in a fallopian tube in Mary. What value that gives to all those who reside in fallopian tubes and in wombs. So our goal would be to use things like this to help Lutheran congregations make dealing with the life issues not just something that we do in reaction to something else, but something that we do because we are citizens of God's kingdom, citizens of heaven. We have the most powerful message in the world. And I pray that our churches will use this as an opportunity to not just address the life issues once a year on Sanctity of Life Sunday, but to make dealing with these issues a part of their ongoing gospel ministry.
My name is Christopher Esgit, and I'm the pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia. We are concerned with the shocking horror of abortion and of regarding human beings as less than human. And so this is simply another instance of a broader cultural problem where we do not value human beings. There's a long history of this in our country, with slavery, where some human beings are not accounted as having the same worth and dignity as others. And so I think that we are not reacting so much specifically to this video, but rather now is yet another time to speak so that we can stand up for the value of every single human life. That is our church's message.